Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I hope you had a wonderful Easter weekend. I know it was different than any Easter you've ever had, but I hope you had a good time. And we did something a little different. Well, it's not really different. I cooked a meal. Well, that is kind of different. I don't do that during the week much anymore since the kids are all grown and gone. But I asked my husband, I said, why don't we go ahead and cook a meal? I said, your mom used to always like my ham, and so I can fix a ham, and you can maybe take her up some lunch and stuff. And so we did that, and she said all she had planned was a can of soup, so she was glad to get the home-cooked meal. And don't think I'm anything great. I just cooked a meal. That's it. Just a meal. It was ham and cheesy potatoes. And I, instead of rising my own bread this time, I went ahead and bought the already done and baked it in the oven, put a little extra butter on it, and had some green beans with it. And it was good. Yeah, it's good. Yeah. You don't like green beans, so don't give me that face.
Yeah, I was right with you until then.
Well, I just needed another color on the plate. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we praise you, O God. We praise you for the freedom we have through the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. We, the people, your people, here in the United States of America, the land of the home and the free, and the home of the brave, desperately need you. We need your courage and your boldness. We need your wisdom and your healing. I beg for your guidance for our leaders, Father. We ask that you place your hedge of protection around our president and vice president. Surround them with wise and godly counsel. Bless them, O Father, with great discernment, that they can listen to the words and the data put before them and make the correct decisions for this nation as a whole. Keep our enemies at bay and protect us from the evil one. May we once again become a nation of prayer, a people who pray. Give us strength and boldness to be your beacons of truth and love, that we might comfort and encourage others. May your will always be the desire of our hearts and of this nation. I ask, O God, that you bless my show today. And, Father, that you will use me. We know that you are our strength and you are our way. We trust you, O God, to meet our every need, to comfort and to heal this land in the hearts of its people, to bring America home. Amen.